USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A criminal gang believed to be based in Eastern Europe is responsible for the hack that led to the shutdown of the main pipeline supplying gasoline and diesel fuel to the eastern United States. That's according to the FBI. The organization known as DarkSide is a relatively new hacking group that Western security researchers say is likely based in Eastern Europe, possibly in Russia. Deputy National Security Advisor Elizabeth Randall telling reporters the company is assessing when it's safe to bring the pipeline back online. As far as if they should pay the hackers ransom, she says,
Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine can be given to kids 12 to 15 years old, making it the first shot available for Americans younger than 16. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden says the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track. Many employees are saying they're having a hard time finding workers because unemployment benefits pay more than working, to which President Biden says,
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work. Well, we don't see much evidence of that.
A county in Utah is not happy with one of its senators.
Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The resolution to censure Romney was passed 116-97. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Fed Reserve thinks they know why the April jobs report was so lackluster.
Many economists are looking for an explanation for April's jobs report being drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month. Neel Kashkari says a large factor is still the coronavirus pandemic. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis tells CBS's Face the Nation that he sees uncertainty as the largest cause of hesitation in the economy.
It is still the virus and the reality of the virus and people's feeling safe about the virus that's ultimately going to drive this economic recovery. I think the hope is that Congress has been so aggressive in the past year and the Federal Reserve has been so aggressive in the past year that we have positioned the economy for a fast recovery, not a 10-year recovery, but there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the virus, but also about how we are all feeling and the confidence that ultimately we need to have to fully restore the economy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Churchill Downs is suspending trainer Bob Baffert and Medina Spirit, and they could be disqualified from this year's Kentucky Derby. Baffert made it clear he disputes the positive drug test on the Derby winner.
All I can tell you is that betamethasone, even though it's an allowed drug, therapeutic medication, we did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
A second drug test is forthcoming. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.